a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Ram Truck Month in March. Test our mettle with special savings on the remaining 2011 Ram trucks. Save $8,100 on this 4x4 crew cab with a Hemi set up to tow. And save on another Ram with all kinds of great equipment with a special price savings of $7,658. Plus, we have a 4x4 white Jeep Grand Cherokee X package with leather. It's flat towable. Save $4,600. Only at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Carroll.
The love of the game is what attracts people to their favorite sport as players. Once your playing days are over, you can keep that passion alive by becoming a registered high school game official. We always need people who love sports and love working with kids to get involved. Signing up is easy. To become a registered high school game official, go to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe, member FDIC.
You're tuned to WLIW. Ryan Brown is standing by with the assistant coach, Dick Holdship, of the Ubley Bearcats. Ryan, take it away.
I'm with the assistant coach. What adjustments did you guys talk about at halftime?
We talked about trying to protect our big guys. We're going to go to a zone defense. 90% of the first half, we were in man-to-man. We're going to go to zone, and we're really going to hustle and try and protect the perimeter. And we're protecting our big guys so they're close to the basket, don't get fouls, get the rebound.
Okay, thank you for that. Back to you, Clark.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Well put by the veteran, Mr. Hollywood, Dick Holdship there. A lot of old coaches here. Well, we got one, John Mooney, Gutowski for Sandusky's here, Dick Holdship. We got a whole slew of them. And
Dick Holdship is everyone's favorite.
Absolutely. 7:55 to go in the third quarter. Sandusky gets it right to left across your radio. Shifley, top of the key. Pass it over to the left side, over to Bullis, back over to Shifley, over to Gage Frank, right wing, back over to Shifley. Takes one dribble, back over to Frank. Back up to Shifley. Drives into the free throw line, gets it swatted away by Leibrand, recovers it. And back over to Frank for three from the right wing. No good. Rebound, Leibrand. Here come the Bearcats. Over to Austin Drake, left wing. Drives into the free throw, and we have a travel call. Austin Drake took a few too many steps there as he went into the paint. And it's a turnover for Ubley. 24, Grosso replaces Shifley for Sandusky.
The Bearcats have to kind of guard against being too impatient. This is theirs to win.
And it's leading by 7, 28-21. 40 seconds played in the third quarter, no score yet. And they get down to Tucker in the left post, goes up, and for an easy two from the left side. Throw a miscue on the Ubley defense there, now with a 5-point lead for the Bearcats. Sweeney top of the key over to Austin Drake, left wing. Back over to the right wing to Mitchell Guza. Top of the key to Sweeney for three. No. Rebound, Guza. Over to Austin Drake, left wing, right inside the arc, and it's no good. Rebound, Lifran, and he loses it, and they have it on the arm on Sandusky. Probably ball out of bounds on the right side of your radio. That's Sandusky's first team foul of this half. And it's going to go against number 20, Gage Frank, his first. Lifran feeds it to Austin Drake right at the top. Over into Lifran in the paint. Takes a jump shot from just inside the free throw line. No good. He gets almost his own rebound. Bullis is there to bring it in for Sandusky. Brings it up the court. Ubley retreat. 6:30 with the left in the third quarter. 28-23. Ubley by five. Bullis for three from the left wing. Wide open. No good. Rebound. Josh White gets a shot out of his hand. To the top. Gage Frank wide open for three. This one goes no good. Josh White brings this one in securely. Over to McSweeney. Cross the halftime. Half court line, I meant to say. Mitchell Guzzi from the right corner for three. No good. Rebound, Chase Bowles. And Mitchell Guzzi got a little too aggressive on that one. And he's charged with a foul. That's Mitchell Guzzi's first. Ubley's first of the half as well. 6:14 left in the third quarter. Ubley hanging on to that five-point lead. They led by four at halftime.
Sandusky is starting out the second half exactly how they start the first half. Three outside shots beyond the arc. Didn't make anything. One layup. They scored their only points of the half.
Gage Frank passes it over to the left wing to Mills, back to Frank, over to Grasso, back up to Frank, top of the key. Into the high post, back out to Mills. A very fast ball going around the perimeter right now. Left wing, top of the key to Frank, back over to the left wing to Mills, into the baseline. Two balls, turns and shoots the J, and no good. Rebound, Sweeney. Here comes Ubley. One Bearcat against three Redskins, and Sweeney keeps for himself, coast to coast, and it's good. Nick Sweeney had that on a string. First 2 points for Ubley. Pushes the lead back to seven. 30-23, Ubley. Gage Frank kicks it in to over to the left wing. Back up to Frank at the top of the D. Over to Grasso for wide open three for the right wing. Bounces around once, and it's in. Yes. Matt Grasso with his second three of the night. Now has 6 points. Cuts the lead only to four for Ubley. Mitchell Guza, right wing, left wide open. Passes back up to Nick Sweeney. Back over to Guza. Trying to feed into Josh White. Over to Drake, now on the left wing. Back to Sweeney, top of the key. Takes one dribble, back over to Drake. Feeds it into Lafrant, left post. Turns and shoots. This one's good. 9 times out of 10, that one's going in. Lafrant now with 8.
He's a pleasure to watch. He really is, Clark.
Gage Frank, top of the key. The senior for Ubley, of course. Lafrant. And right into the boards goes Sweeney. And he's okay. And right in goes Tucker, number 12. For Sandusky with an easy two. 32-28, four-point lead for Ubley. Sweeney takes the three top of the key. No good. Rebound. We have a whistle first. And it looks like it's going to be Sandusky ball out of bounds. This is going to be Ubley's second foul of the half. Over the back ball. No word yet on who. That's Marshall Lifran. That's his third, so he has to play cautiously now. Gabe Messing comes in and replaces Mitchell Guza. Here comes Sandusky across the timeline. It's Gage Frank, top of the key. 4.5 to go in the third. 4-point lead for Ubley, 32-28 over Sandusky. Bullis drives in the left wing from the free throw line. Puts up a J, and it's good. Sandusky now only within two of Ubley, 32-30. We've got a barn burn. Austin Drake feeds it into Josh White, and the right post goes up for a shot, and he's fouled. Josh White draws the foul, and he's heading the line for two. This is the second team foul on Sandusky this half. And it goes against, still waiting on it, number 32, Chase Bowles. That's his third. So each team has a player with three fouls. And Josh White, first free throw goes very short. He looks tired out there. Marshall Lifran gets replaced by number 20, Ryan White. Second free throw on the way for Josh White, leading by 2, 32-30. This one goes no good. Rebound, Gabe Messing, but we have a jump ball called, and Ubley keeps possession. Shifley checks back in for Sandusky. He replaces Bullis. So on the court right now for Ubley first, we have Austin Drake, Josh White, Brian White, Gabe Messing, and Nick Sweeney. Into Gabe Messing on the right wing. Dribbles twice into the corner, picks up his dribble, takes a three from the corner. This one's up, and it's good.